Hey guys, welcome to Life is Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and today I'm talking about toxic relationships. How do we actually get through them? And how can we overcome a lot of these hurdles that happen for most of us? It's a common issue. And we don't really think about these things in a different perspective unless we confront it with courage and strength. It can be emotionally hard, and it's not pleasant when somebody shits on you and treats you like dirt. It is not okay for someone to actually just up and leave you and dump you either. It's inappropriate behavior and cruel. And sometimes when they behave that way and bully you and just be totally really unpleasant, then they need to really take a good look at themselves and think twice about what they do to others, because it is cruel and unfair. So it all comes down to how we perceive ourselves, how we perceive others, and really reconstructing our mindsets, because obviously it's going to hurt, but we need to be more mindful of how we treat other people too, because it's not fair when we treat other people like shit. So really, when someone dumps you like that, like a can of worms, because you're not good enough for them, you know, it makes you feel horrible inside, emotionally. When they do this, it means that they don't care about others. It is not okay for them to treat you like that, but unfortunately, there are going to be some idiots who will treat you like crap, and they have to accept that and acknowledge it. And that's unfortunate that they have the problem, and they've got to accept that they've got issues of their own. And when they don't, and they continue complaining and moaning and groaning about their life, well, get on with it. As you say, you know, you either confront things or you don't. So it all comes down to, are you going to do it, or are you going to just, you know, keep doing what you're doing at the moment and drag others down with you, or are you going to confront it? So it's up to you to change your behaviours, because we're not perfect, we're not designed to be. So it's up to you to change how you behave, how you treat others, what kindness do you have, what do you want to be as a person? Because really, if you're a negative narcissistic ass, well, of course people are not going to be hanging around for that nastiness. And it's not okay to treat people like crap. I've been down this road myself with other people, including friends. Friends can be toxic as well. They can drag you down with them. As much as they want someone to support them, you know, you just got to stop dragging other people down. It's inappropriate behaviour. If you want someone to care about you and treat you with respect, well, don't drag others down with you and treat them like crap. Either you make the effort or you don't. And if you're going to complain about all the little things that happen in life, nobody's perfect. But if you're going to complain and carry on, well, you know, there's means and ways of actually dealing with it. But the more you keep doing this bad behavior, the harder it's going to be. So think about it. Up your game, because you're not going to make it any better if you keep being so nasty about it towards other people. It's not okay to treat others like dirt. So how are you going to change your behavior? That's the question. How do you change how you perceive yourself? How do you change your mindset when it comes down to how you are around others? It's not okay to make them feel miserable because of your own damn attitude. You know, it's not fair. It really isn't. And I've come across people who have been really quite disrespectful. They'll drag others down and moan and groan about things for no reason. If your situation is unpleasant, well, do something about it. Don't moan and groan about it. Do something. make an effort to make your life better. You know, there's a way around it. That's why I have my tools out there for you guys. That's why I teach you guys the skills. So don't drag others down. If you're going to be that way, do something about your life. Make an effort for yourself and look after yourself. I hope this actually teaches you guys to actually really change your behavior, how you perceive yourself, because the more you actually change your perspective, improve on yourself, the better. I hope this helps, and I'll catch up with you guys on the next episode.